Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, November 13th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in tonight. And we're going to have a really good call. I look forward to it. I look forward to each and every segment of the call tonight. So let's do this, like we always do before we go to a teaching that Sue has pulled up and ready to bring to us tonight. Let's pray the call in. All right, let's do it. Lord Jesus, we thank you for this time of year. It's a Thanksgiving season coming up 2 weeks from today, Thanksgiving Day, on the 27th of November. Lord God, we thank you so much for everything that we are thankful for now. Everything that we have, every good and perfect gift comes down from above. Thank you for that. Thank you for our lives, for our salvation, our eternal life, our relationship with Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your provision, for our healing, for everything that we have and everything that we're about to receive. Help us to remember every day to be thankful and to enter our prayers, enter your courts with praise, and to pray with thanksgiving. So thank you for all that you've done for us. Give us a nice call tonight, we pray, and a great blessing very soon. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, special time of the evening for us. Looking forward to this teaching. So thank you so much for finding it and bringing it to us, Sue.
You're so welcome, Bruce. And boy, that's a dial down from high-frequency joy into... We're going to dedicate this, to kinetic joy. We're going to dedicate this to everyone on this call as a way of being and living that will bring the kingdom of God to earth. And this is called Protecting Peace. Peace is the atmosphere of heaven. I like to call peace the oxygen of heaven, and that peace is with me constantly. But if I violate that peace through fear, anger, or other such contradictions to his nature, it's no longer a felt reality. I'm not saying the Holy Spirit left me. I'm just saying that peace no longer benefits me. It's no longer something that I draw from and can stew and well in. Perhaps I could put it this way. Because he will never leave me, peace is in my account, but it's not in my possession. I need to make a withdrawal. One of the most important principles I live by is to protect my peace at all costs. That means when I find that I'm without it, I have to find out where I left it. It's that simple. When I feel anxious or frustrated, I try to figure out how long I've allowed inferior realities influence my thoughts, attitudes, and behavior. Isn't that beautiful? Inferior realities. And for example, I recognize I've been anxious for about 3 hours. Then I'll look to what triggered it. Perhaps it was a phone call. This doesn't mean the phone call was wrong, but my reaction may have been. As a result, I gave way to fear by what I thought about. All of our responses either come from love or fear. So I look back to the phone call, and I begin to see more clearly how I gave fear a place in my heart and mind. Perhaps I started to think of all the wrong that could happen. Remember, fear thinks apart from promise. Let me say that again. Fear thinks apart from promise. It could have been a call about anything, a personal challenge or something happening in the church, or even a report about a national or international crisis. The issue is, I exchanged peace for fear, and it was a bad deal. I traded something eternal for something that works its way into our lives only to steal, kill, and destroy. When I see what happened, I repent. I make full confession to the Lord. If it's an ongoing issue, my repentance must be more deeply expressed. I follow that with a simple prayer of confession. Jesus, forgive me. I allowed fear to challenge my knowledge of your goodness. Thank you for your forgiveness, as I know you will be my strength when the next problem appears. I give you thanks and praise, for you're always good. Let that be the promise that we all hold in our hearts, and to remember we always have that choice. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was really a great teaching. I love that, about peace and how we should obtain it and how we should retain it. And yeah, when something comes in from the outside and tries to destroy our peace, that's Satan coming in, just like you said, like a thief in the night to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said, I am come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. That peace that you're talking about, that peace is available through that relationship that we have with Jesus Christ and through the power that we have in the Holy Spirit and in who we are as believers in Christ, in the power and the authority of the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And you know what I like about this teaching, and I'll take it a little different direction, Sue, is I like the fact that we have intimacy with Christ, as in into me see. We have to have relationship. That's what God wants, is for us to have relationship with him, to have a connection, to relate, to listen. He wants us to love him back because he first loved us. The Bible says God first loved us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I think it's really important that we acknowledge who God is, who his son, his only begotten son, Jesus, is, still, not was, is, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and who the Holy Spirit is as the third person of the Godhead, the Holy Spirit, which is there to lead us and direct us and guide us in all truth. So I think what we want to do is create intimacy with God, love God, and have a relationship where we can take thanks to God in prayer. We can listen to the responses, to the answer that the Holy Spirit is telling us, and just move further. One little sidebar note. You know how people, Christians, non-Christians, will say the word rapture doesn't appear in the Bible. But the Greek word to describe rapture is called raptura. Raptura, R-A-P-T-U-R-A, rapture, in the Greek. And so the Bible uses the term caught up or the great catching away of the body of Christ, and which is the church of Jesus Christ, the church, the body of Christ, those believers in this earth. And I just think that's something that after 53 years of being a believer, I finally learned yesterday that raptura in Greek is where we get the word rapture. Sue, this was a really good teaching about peace. And I think if we can maintain relationship with God through the Holy Spirit, we can have that peace. And anything the devil might come in to kill, steal, and destroy, the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. So we might have to do some resisting of the devil. But we can live in peace, and we can live in prosperity, and we can live in joy, and we can live in love. And I think this is what we're all striving for and striving to attain. But we can do that as long as we put God first in our lives. And that's my commentary tonight. Bob, I like this teaching. I can't wait to hear what your take is on it and how it would affect you.
Well, thank you, Bruce. I actually got into such a peaceful state while both of you were talking. And I wasn't actually sure what I was going to say because I wasn't thinking about it.
But I know.
It was really cool. So here's what I started thinking about, because I just was sitting, you know, with my back straight, sitting up straight, and took a couple of deep breaths, and I was like, wow, this thing about peace, which everybody is, you know, striving for, we know it's like one of the ultimate goals, to be at peace and to commune with God and lean on the Prince of Peace.
Yes.
For all peace. And I started thinking, you know, what does peace look like? And so I looked into the reflection of the window that goes out to my balcony where I can see my own reflection. I was like, well, your shoulders would be very relaxed. Your hands would be down in front of you, relaxed. And I'm like, all right, how would I be breathing? So I closed my eyes, and I was like, gee, this is cool. I think I can, like, only take one breath every 30 seconds, and that's plenty. And then it's like, what would I see if my eyes were closed? So I started breathing and focusing on my visual field, and I started seeing, like, this kaleidoscope of light in front of my face. And then I was like, okay, so peace is supposed to be a feeling. So, like, how do I actually feel right now? I was like, just, like, very light and, like, relaxed and, like, there's no worries. And I thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to access this, you know, instantaneously? Maybe I better create an anchor. And I found myself crossing my hands over my heart. And I just gently pushed it and back out. And I did that three times. I was like, there it is. There's my anchor. Push in and out on the heart three times. And snap your fingers. And you're back into that peaceful state anytime you want. And then I was like, well, you know, they say also that if you want to have peaceful relations with people, you want to be out in front of your eyes. And I was like, okay, so they say that, but what actually, what kind of exercise would help with that? And I immediately thought, oh, the football technique. And the football technique came about because your brain is kind of shaped like a football. So I was like, all right, I'll try it. So the football technique is where you sit still and quiet and you imagine that your brain has left your skull and is out in front of you about 2 feet away, and it kind of looks mm-hmm. like the shape of a football, and you are looking at your brain. And so you can ask yourself, who is this that's looking at my brain floating out in front of me? And can I move it around? Can I, like, make it tip side to side? Can I rotate it? And it's like, now, if my brain is out of my skull, who is it that's looking at the brain? And what does peace feel like while I've disassociated from all my thinking and machinations of my mind? And then it's like, all right, let's let it back in. So I open my eyes, boom. It's like, wow, now my brain is back in. But how am I going to get out in front of my eyes? So all this was going on while you were talking, Sue. So I was like, okay. So I'm going to leave my brain in my skull, but I'm going to move my consciousness outside this time and turn around and look back. And I can look back at my face and my brain and my heart, and I can have my soul cast love upon myself. And I was like, this is great. So now I figured out how to be out in front of my eyes, because that's what helps people with good relationships, because you're not locked in your mind and finishing people's sentences and judging. Instead, your consciousness is more present away from your brain, but more steeped in your soul, which is bigger than your body. And so now I can have a conversation with people from that place out in front of my eyes, which is strictly from my soul essence, which I've just practiced with all these things. And now my soul can talk to someone else's soul. So thank you, Sue and Bruce. While you guys were talking, that's what I was up to.
Thank you, Bob. That was fun, Bob. I like seeing the visuals on that and imagining exactly what you said, seeing the football-shaped brain in front of me. And that was cool. I like that. I like that very much. Thank you, Bob. That was great. Sue?
Really good.
Picture this. What would it be like, let's say, if you had a little baby robin and its head was tilted to the side and its eyes were closed? That, to me, as it falls asleep, is a symbol of peace.
It is peace. And just for everybody that's wondering, what is he talking about? Bruce knows that I rescued a baby robin and lived with a baby robin for 6, maybe 7 weeks that would come flying in when you called him, would run across the floor when you called him. I mean, it was the most amazing thing. And he would fall asleep in your hand while you were petting his head. In your hand while you were petting his head. It was just a miraculous thing. And it was all about just what we're doing here, which is really fascinating, because Bob, the way you process, and I love the way that you gave access to your process, is like what I go through when I'm creating classes. And so I had fun watching you piece together all the things that you know that we share in common. And I don't know if I said this to you, Bruce, but I think I did. I see one of the big opportunities facing us is the opportunity of intimacy. And if you look at what the author here is saying about peace, We're going to get practical, because what I love about Bob is he makes it practical, and I love that football example. That was really cool, Bob. Peace, which Christ said, the Father and I are one, is when you're slowing down. It's very hard to be in peace when you're in a rapid brainwave state. Brainwaves is why the med beds, that's my passion, things to do with consciousness science and the kind of reverse engineering of how we're going to get it into our bodies. So I love Bob's football example, because when you stop identifying with your thoughts, when your thoughts that are like, you're picking up thoughts from other people, you're picking up thoughts from your past, you're just thinking too many thoughts. So take a nice, slow, deep breath. And just let peace descend. Just allow peace. You can feel it right in this moment. Peace is who you are. Peace is the pure awareness. And that when you slow your breathing, and your breathing is one of the fastest doorways, exhaling longer than when you inhale, you actually are training, and Bob is right, anchoring in the practice of retraining what the world has told you you needed to be safe. The world taught you, not the promise, but it taught you that you're going to be in survival. The schools taught you that. Your parents taught you that. That there was scarcity. That you're not safe. That there wasn't enough. And I picked this teaching because if you have the courage to move into your understanding with Christ of what peace embodied. You can talk all about concepts, you can talk about scripture, you can talk all this stuff, but until you get it in your body, and until you know it, and you walk in it, and you hold it, and people can feel it coming from you, and you don't match their busyness. That's where it's going to take courage. You don't need to be valorizing being busy, which the world valorizes. You don't need to valorize keeping up with everybody else. You need to find the peace, just like this author said, he protects it. I say peace and well-being. As if, you know, it's his connection to Christ. Christ wasn't running around with his head cut off. But with the noise in the world, with abandoning the self to take care of everything outside of us, and there's a lot of that in this community. A lot. And so we wonder why people get so fragmented, fractured, sick, diseased, because they're kind of living in somebody else's energy, rhythm, etc. And I think what we're here to do is say, okay, it's time to close that chapter and figure out the rhythm that creates wholeness and peace. And you can have fun. I mean, you heard me at the top of this call. You can have fun. Right now, you can move around in an access of joy and ebullience and depth and whatever. But when you own and you know that you can always regulate and come back to your center, and that center is grounded in Christ's well-being and peace, then everybody on this call and what we're called to do is create a whole new era of wholeness. Not just projects, wholeness and meaning, so that people can play and enjoy and flow. That's what I got out of this teaching. And it's about moving into intimacy with yourself. You can't have intimacy with anybody, much less God, if you're not connected to yourself. And you can't connect with yourself unless you're deepening into your relationship with God. So those are my thoughts on it.
Thank you, Sue. All righty. Thank you for that teaching, and I think that was good. And I think you were coming around to my thinking a little bit about intimacy and relationship. Well, I think that was good. I liked everything that you and Bob said tonight. And let's take this and go into our prayer and praise time. Let's see if there are any prayer requests for tonight. And if there's anybody that needs
prayer. There are. Well, I go to rehab tomorrow. They're thinking a couple of weeks. Everyone, thanks for your prayers. Love you all. Pastor Scott.
Pastor Scott. Okay. Rehab tomorrow, couple of weeks. Okay.
I know.
Well, Pastor Scott, we just pray for you to have a very good and important time of rehab starting tomorrow, and that it goes well, and that you are going to improve every day, day by day, until you get out of there. In Jesus' name, amen.
Now we're going to go to, this is from Karen. Hello, I have two sick loved ones that I would appreciate prayers for. Ray needs healing for stomach, hiatal hernia, and breathing issues. Amberly is living with excruciating pain from cancer tumors and schwannomatosis tumors. Have you ever heard of that, Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Please pray for their complete restoration of health and all the glory be to God. We are in need of miracles. So let's pray for Amberly and Ray and for Carrie. And it's an honor, Carrie. And everybody, come together and realize that we really are all interconnected. And as we pray, we connect with Christ. We connect with all the healing energy of this entire community, and we raise the collective energy to send that both of these people, both of these hearts, Ray and Amberly, are now feeling this flood and are receiving this flood. There is no distance of pure Christ healing energy surrounding them, amplifying them, being supported by all of us and the healing miracles of Christ to saturate their entire four-body system. That's their mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical bodies, the different layers of their bodies, their bioenergetic matrix in Christ is surrounded in a miracle healing field. And this field is now layered with magnetics that attract everything that can support them. The awareness, the belief, the knowing that they're literally in a field of magnetic attraction that's going to heal them, that's going to create profound blessing for them, and that we all are sealing them and everyone listening to this prayer in the same and creating an amazing field of miracles. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
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 One more. This holiday season is a bit rough for me as it brings memories back from this time last year. I developed a rare disease that seriously damaged my kidneys. My mind is constantly racing for want to be active. Please pray those med beds come to fruition or some other way for healing to appear. I'm Christian and love the Lord greatly. Been involved with the RV for 5 years. And pray for Bruce's vision to be returned often. I will never give up. Thank you so much. I love you all. Frank Gouge.
Who was
it? Frank.
Frank? Okay.
Yeah. So, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Let's do this. This is very important. Please, everybody, listen to this deeply. I'd like you to imagine that in the center of your head is this pure image of you completely healed with Christ putting his hands on your shoulders. And I want you to take that image and I want you to touch the back, sort of at the base of your spine, so that that image and the image at the base of your, not at the base of your spine, at the base of your occipital region, so that your spine, your spinal fluid, is also receiving that image. Because if you're going back to last year, you're cycling through memory. And you need to practice the discipline of focusing your mind, number one, on your pure relationship with Christ. Number two, on seeing and feeling that everyone here is holding this image with you, seeing you completely healed, and seeing this brilliant light image flowing through your whole nervous system so that all your cells, your 100 trillion cells, like little television sets, are all being lit up with this coherent, blazing, organizing, beautiful image of healing. And if you practice that, you're training, you're rewiring, you're uplifting every cell in your body as you think about and center on Christ. And watch. You cannot think two different thoughts. It's impossible. Watch as your body, keeping your eyes single, is filled with miracle healing light. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
One more.
Mm-hmm. Jeannie, come on in.
Two more. No. Four.
Two more.
Three more.
Three more.
Bob. Oh, from D, humbly request prayer for healing and miracle breakthrough for Dennis, Verna, Jimmy, Marty, Bill, Jeremiah, Cassidy, Dehan, family, and Lee. Thank you for praying. Wow, D, you write a lot. And so what I'm thinking about is you're surrounded with a lot of people that need healing. So we're going to put you in that as well. And so we see everyone that I just mentioned. We see D in the center. We see our prayers flooding D and all those people I just mentioned. And we're seeing them being filled with such deep, penetrating, complete, golden, white light of Christ. And we see that Christ is just so close to each of them that they breathe 24/7 Christ light. They breathe out 24/7 disease. They breathe in 24/7 Christ light. All they think about, all they do, all they practice is healing, seeing, experiencing, singing, thank you that I'm healed. In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen.
Training attention. It's training attention and awareness. We have another, and then Jeannie. And this is for, I'm just going to use her first initial, Ms. F. And if she's listening, I want her to send me a, send a little text. I bet you I'll hear from her. And she is a whistleblower. And she asked to have a prayer for all the whistleblowers. And she, I'm not even going to say her domain. I'm not even going to mention her domain.
No.
Yep,
no.
There she is. Okay, I knew it. Hi,
yep.
Ms. F. And she's a whistleblower. I'm not going to even mention her domain. I'm going to cloak her. But what we're doing is we're thanking her for her immense love of Christ, her impeccable integrity, her pure and perfect heart. We've known each other for, I think, 5 years now. And she's a member of the pod. And we're calling on
she is.
Great protection, great healing, great expansion and freedom from any threat for our dear F and for all the whistleblowers that will be stepping forward to heal, to bring light, to bring truth, to for everyone stepping into loving, clear truth and bringing that into the world without fear. We seal this. We see her protected. We see all obstruction. We see all attack and threat being completely cleared from whistleblowers as they move forward, responsibly bringing the truth with clarity and with great wisdom for us all.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your service, Ms. F. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And now we're going to do our last one. Lord, let your mercy be on us as we place our trust in you. The word of the Lord is faithful and all his works to be trusted. We wait in hope for the Lord. Our hearts rejoice, for we trust his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. Psalm 33:18-23. 14 days until Thanksgiving prayers for everyone planning to travel. Starting next week for Thanksgiving week, safe travels. Heavenly Father, today the Big Call family is praying for all the leaders and millions of listeners, for all their prayer requests, especially health issues, Pastor Scott's health and healing. Help us to overcome evil with good, faith and hope for this RV blessing, 800 numbers, MedBeds ASAP, Debt Forgiveness Jubilee, R&R, Social Security, increases in tariff checks. Blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone, have a blessed weekend. We pray through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
Wow. Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you very much, Jeannie. That was really good, as always. Yes. Yeah. Put your Thanksgiving, send your Thanksgiving prayers up. And if you're traveling, you might want to consider driving if it's doable, as opposed to flying because of the airport and air traffic controller situation. Even though it is being remedied, it would be a good idea to plan that out. You have 2 weeks to get there. Figure out how you need to do it. All right? Thank you, Jeannie. Thank you, Sue. I like that. That was a great time of prayer and praise. And we appreciate it very much. I'm just trying to think. Is there any other comment? I don't think so. I think you just want to go right into your segment, Sue, and see what it is you have planned for us and what your offering would be for us tonight.
That's exciting, isn't it? So let's just move into the purpose of why we do what we do. And I'm going to talk about two things. And one is the class that's coming up and how we kind of roll, like what makes it really, really unique in the world of not a classes, so to speak, and how something you may not know about, most likely don't know about, and why it's so important for your future, which is kind of about designing your best future. But I'm going to read you a testimonial that came in.
Okay.
Sue, you are the best. I would have been lost without you. This is for Designing Your Best Future, which is a four-class series that walks you through kind of what you're going to be experiencing, how you want to get your feeling and your action and your family and your strategies, literally from the minute you walk out of the Redemption Center all the way through the first 6 months. So it's like a strategic map that organizes you so you know what you're doing. Sue, you are the best. I would have been lost without you. Thank goodness I got Designing Your Best Future. Without you, I never would have felt as organized and confident, both personally and in the process of executing my humanitarian projects. Your knowledge, energy, and enthusiasm make everything easy to understand and so enjoyable. You have nurtured my best future self. I'm so grateful, Kathy. I think the reason why people say things like that is, to me, what we've got out in the world is we've got a lot of people. I always felt this when I was working with people one-on-one. And unless you slow down and you get these identity rewiring meditations that are also in each of our classes, it's kind of like you're walking around, you know, when you go to the coin star and you got a lot of loose change and you like empty it into the thing. It's like it's fragmented. People just have a fragmented picture of what's going to happen. They can't see. It's pixelated. They can't see their family and themselves. And they don't have a picture of what's going to happen or how to move through it. And what Designing Your Best Future does is it slows you down and it takes you through the experience. It literally takes you through the experience. And basically, it eliminates about 80% of the noise in your head because you're actually living it. You're going to feel it in your body. You're going to get a meditation in each class, and you're going to see yourself moving through it. I don't know how people exist without doing these kinds of practices. I really don't, because unless you're in your body, you have all this noise in your head. It's not connected to your body. You're like a head without a body. It's crazy. So chaos isn't the problem. Unfiltered input is. And we show you how to identify what you want to be paying attention to. It's called signal versus noise. It hands you a strategic map based on neuroscience. You're going to know what to do. You're going to know what to avoid. You're going to know how to lead yourself. Most people are coming out of somebody else telling them what to do, replying to their husband, their wife, their all the output, the input is they haven't had a chance to reflect, what do I want to feel? How do I want to move through this? What's my rhythm? It prepares you for the new environments you're about to enter, the rhythms of the new system, how to identify the right people, what to avoid, how to set boundaries without drama. And it translates 10 years of being next to Bruce and a lot of the people that we've been exposed to that are very grounded and moving through these systems. And it's going to give you a very grounded, clear sense of what you want to do. So it's kind of like stepping into, it's almost like you're going to have goggles on, you know, like you're using, like, what is that called, you guys?
Night vision.
No. It's like you're having those vision goggles that allow you to like play a game, and you're actually experiencing it. Your body and your mind and your spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. VR.
It's like VR, virtual reality. It's like you're literally going to go into a state where you can actually see yourself going through it. And what does that do? It organizes you. It brings you into the experience before you get into the experience. It's incredibly important to do that. So you get guided mental practice. We call it neuroplasticity in Christ. And your whole brain, your identity rewires as you're doing it, as well as you're listening to the class and you're hearing how to strategize it, etc. So it's very, very important. If you would like that class, please know that we're pre-selling it because we're in the middle of launching a class that you're about to hear about. Send us DYBF 100. It's $100. And as long as the numbers are not out, listen to Bruce's segment, we'll start taking care of your orders on Sunday. Usually we're out Saturday and Sunday now, but we'll start. It's that important that we're going to be willing to do that on our Sunday, so that everybody here can be executing and not draining the people they're around, their family, etc. So if you're a person that wants to move through this without a lot of the noise in your head and chaos and kind of being lost in it all, designing your best future is an incredible, you heard the testimonial, an incredible virtual reality kind of experience for you to have and know how to effectively move through the first 6 months. And it gives you credible strategies that nobody is going to give you in such a holistic way. And finally, our next class, which is about basically raising your identity so you can launch God-sized projects. What we're doing in this class, and this is for people that when they're thinking about who they have to be as a humanitarian, you get a little anxious. It seems so much bigger than where you are. And you haven't done anything to prepare for, like, how do I handle my family? What am I going to be, who am I when I'm a humanitarian with millions, billions, or more? Who am I? How do I organize my identity now? How do I move through that? It's called raising your floor. And if you don't prepare to say, okay, now that I'm a humanitarian, this is where my focus needs to be. If you don't do that, you're stuck with all the past parts of you that are operating in the past, which is pretty much survival-based for most people, and you're not pre-defining that I'm going to be in clarity. I'm going to choose, these are the things that I'm going to need to retire. And the reason why this class is so important, you don't just make a decision like that and cut yourself off. You've got to reflect on it. You've got to align with your future self. You don't just go from, that's why, you know, the lottery winners are so famous. You don't just go from, I remember when I heard about, when I first heard about this, I was like in the middle of the most active part of my consulting practice, and I was like, how am I going to do this? And I was overwhelmed. And it took me, literally, this is so huge for people. They think they know it, or they think they can just shut it off. It's not like that. But what we do is we're taking the top researchers and experts in adult identity development, meaning-making, brain rewiring, and Christ-centered transformation. So we're taking the top research to help you accelerate with wisdom so you get this clarity and you'll drop into that place that knows, oh yeah, I feel that. That's for me. This is, we're not telling you how to do it, but we're going to give you practices that are going to let you walk through different scenarios and let you reflect once. One class one is Friday, the next class is on Monday. And it's really designed to scale your identity. You're scaling. You're going way up from what you've known. And if you're not prepared for that, and if you're not getting either, you can do it through, hopefully you'll do it through us, but you've got to get support for that for most people, because it's like you're going onto the red carpet of creating projects, of redoing your families, of redoing what your priorities are, buying houses. It goes on and on and on, and I'm sure I don't need to tell you that. But what this is going to do is it's going to let you go through each of the domains. So each domain gets clarified. And you get to do that in advance and quietly at your own pace and rhythm. So here's the deal. It's $100, which is incredibly, it's crazy actually. Bob knows. But we're going to make it available for, I'd say, the first, we have a few spots. I'm not going to say how many spots. If you're interested, just send us an email, say, not a class six. And it's just put your name, your telephone number, and if you have PayPal, and be looking for an email from us before 12 tomorrow. Okay, listen to Bruce's segment. Look for an email from us before 12 tomorrow. Got a lot to do launching this class. And just be paying attention and ready to participate with PayPal. But our passion is in helping people not be overloaded by this transition. We really, really care that people are nurtured in their development, so that their families, their projects, et cetera, get off to a very clear, coherent start. So if that resonates and you feel, God, I would love to just not be overloaded and feel clear and peaceful and joyful and strong and confident, then send us an email. So not a class six. integratedminds@hushmail.com, $100. And designing your best future would be going out on Sunday. Same thing. And Bruce will tell you what to do. And that's my leadership development segment for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. That was really good. Yeah. Two good options. Got a few class positions available. Not a class 6. And BYBF 100. Designing Your Best Future 100. Series of 4 hour and a half classes, total of 6 hours. And it's really a great way to prepare yourself for the first 6 months after this goes. And it really prepares you before it even goes. So, thank you, Sue. We'll try to bring some of that out in my segment. Thank you very much. And, Bob, I think I had Sue's little birdie tell me that we have a new sale. Yeah, a little tweet telling me that you have a new sale starting for us tonight.
Oh, man. Yeah, we actually do.
Cool.
It's time for the holiday sales.
Yay.
So what we're doing is we're doing a 25% off sale.
Okay.
And it's going to be on all of our products except for 2 that we're still waiting for more inventory before we can put them on sale. Those 2 are our Boomer Boost, which is being made, and Myotrol, which is we still have some of each of them, but not enough to do the sale yet because we would run out.
Right.
Trying not to. But all the other products are on sale at 25% off. And there's no limit. You can get as many of them as you want.
Oh, cool.
And that's what's going on. Started at about 6 o'clock tonight. People should have gotten emails, probably get a text to let you know what's going on, and you're hearing it on tonight here on the big call. And we got a testimonial from a person praising the big call.
Oh, good.
Listen to this. I started Myotrol about a month ago because of all the great and positive testimonials from the big call. I've been struggling with energy issues for many months. It's hard to get motivated to do anything. Ever since taking Myotrol, my energy has been increasing more and more every day. I've been doing yard work that I have not been able to do in years. Thank you very much. This product is such a blessing. And this is just something that makes me really happy to think that there's someone who had lost their energy and wasn't coming back. They were probably going to go to their maker with, poor health. And now all of a sudden, coming back, able to go and do yard work, and it's just really, really awesome, I think, that this can happen. And that she heard about it on the big call. Just really great. And here's the thing about motivation that she's referring to. She said it was hard to get motivated. So you have this neurotransmitter. It's called brain-derived nootropic factor, BDNF. And it does a number of different things, but one is it is a molecule of motivation. And as you age, you produce less and less of BDNF, and you can end up like this lady, being unmotivated and not having the get up and go to do things. Well, with Myotrol, it specifically addresses the gene that is responsible for having enough BDNF. And in addition, of course, it activates the genes needed for optimal energy and for building muscle. And this is what it's done for this lady, exactly what it was designed to do. Here's another one about my troll that just came in yesterday from a man that says, my energy levels now stay up for 10 hours. I used to have the usual need for coffee within an hour or so after starting my day. I noticed that I forgot my need for that coffee, and I'm still able to have energy for the same period of time. Also, I recently had a shoulder and arm injury. I've not been able to go to the gym for 2 weeks, yet the muscles in my shoulder and arm have not diminished at all.
That's good.
So, here's another person that's just getting started. He's looking forward to the results. He said, I'm a father of 11 children and a husband to my wife, 66 years old, and I still do construction work. I just started the Boomer products, and I'm excited to see what it would do for me. Thank you very much. That's good. May you live to be 100.
Yeah. It's terrific.
Here's one last one. Another lady about writing in about Myotrol and barley. I love this Myotrol, and it's even better with the barley. I have such great energy. Everyone needs to give this a try. We're only old once, then dead. Let's keep moving.
I like that one, Bob. Funny. That's good. You only live once, and then you die.
I think of it this way. We're only old once, then we discover Myotrol and barley, and now we're young again, so we can keep moving.
Yes. That's good. That's a nice rewrite,
No dying
Bob.
Here. No dying here. We're in the age of immortality. No.
Amen. That's for sure. I like that, Bob. Those are great testimonials.
And I've got, there's an article just came out. It was about 2 months ago this article came out. It's called Health and Wellness, 60 is the New 40, Why Longevity is the Health Trend You Can't Ignore. And it goes on to talk about how we're living in a fascinating time because people in their 60s and 70s are giving up their rocking chairs and a life, you know, being homebound where they're now, you know, instead they're running marathons and hiking up mountains and going to Pilates and yoga. And they're saying that it's the advances in science and medicine that are making it possible. And it goes through talking about, you know, that people, that unfortunately insurance doesn't pay for much of health and wellness, but that there's a lot that people can do to, you know, defer getting adult onset diseases by paying attention to your lifestyle and your exercise. And it just, you know, it references our friend Peter Attia and saying the difference between medicine 2.0 and 3.0, the old system waits till something goes wrong. And now the new approach is longevity medicine, and it helps with prevention and optimizing your body and slowing the aging process, maximizing your health span. And even it refers to, you know, people who are trying to avoid knee replacements and how important it is to maintain your muscle and work out. And these are all, you know, things we talk about, you know, every week. And they're, you know, this is written by a woman who's a physical therapist. And they talk about, you know, the advanced testing that you can go and get and all different things. And, you know, this physical therapist, you know, like Dr. Attia, are not yet aware of the most advanced things. And this, we mentioned this on Tuesday. People do now have the ability, even the woman whose motivation was gone and, you know, was having trouble moving around, you give her Gladiator barley and Myotrol, and that reverses it. It's not like, oh, I'm feeling a little better. No, you're back up and about. And if you're 70, you feel like you're 40. And 70, you know, at Boomers Forever Young, 70 is not an old person who's looking to feel young. All right? I'm going to be 70 on my next birthday, and it's not like, you know, I'm some old person that's hoping to be like I'm 40. Forget about 40. What about 20? And what about being like this? Yeah, what about being 20 when you're 100? If you listen to Dave Asprey's show,
that's so good.
That's what he's talking about. Yeah. You listen to Dave Asprey.
That's what we're talking about, Bob.
Yeah. And so it's just a nice article. And if you're listening to The Big Call, you know a lot more than the people that are writing this article because you hear about it in these testimonials.
That's right.
That's all I got to say about that. And it's 12 minutes
Bob,
after
thank
10.
You. 12 after 10, roger that. You know, thank you, Bob. And you know what's so cool about this? I love the new sale. 25% off all products except Boomer Boost and Myotrol. It's a great sale. You can load up and get some extra inventory ready to go for the holidays. You can use this. Some of these products might end up being gifts. Imagine doing some of your Christmas shopping online with Boomers to people that you love. Man, that's cool. Especially people you say, oh, I don't know what to get to that person. I don't know what to get for that person. What do I get for the person that has everything? How about extended life? How about rejuvenation? How about 70 that feels more like 30? Oh, yeah. Bob and me both. I'm a little older than Bob. That's all right. What you want to do is you want to go to BigCallUniverse.com. That's my site. And you want to see the banner at the top of the landing page that says Boomers. You want to click on it. It's a direct link into Bob's website. So click on the Boomers link. Go right in to Bob's site and go through the various products because everything is on sale, 25% off, except Boomer Boost and Myotrol. Doesn't mean you can't order those two. It'll just be at the regular price. And I would say if you need to call and talk to customer support, you want to use their number is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good. 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Standard Time. And tomorrow should be a pretty good day, but it could get a little busy. You might find that when you call, they don't pick up because they're working with other customers. So what you want to do is leave your name and your phone number, and they will call you right back as soon as they get off the call that they're on. Happens to me maybe every other time when I call in. And I get a call back, usually in minutes, and we knock out a quick order because I'm ready to go. I know what I want. Boom. Done. Now, you can do it that way. 98.8% of the people put their orders in online themselves, 24/7, 365. And all you need to do is go to the website and be able to do that. Put it in your cart, see the savings when you check out. Now, that is what I'd like to say about Boomers. I think it's a great opportunity to load up a little bit for the holidays and possibly consider one or two items that could be used as gifts, maybe more than one or two. You dare buy Myotrol as a gift for somebody who's low energy, that needs a boost, that needs some help, Boomer Boost in barley, you know? I'll tell you what, I'd be thrilled if I received that as a gift. That'd be great. Okay, tell you what let's do. Take advantage of the sale. Thank you, Bob, very much. Appreciate that. I love the testimonials. The sale is great. And the information is really, really top-notch. Let's talk about where we are. I have to first start off with an apology because I was very fired up on Tuesday's call with all of the good information that we received, saying that we were right there and it was starting and it was going to kick off Tuesday night. Well, I think that was the intention, but it didn't happen. We don't have our numbers yet. They're en route, but I would say this. We did find out today something that somebody had told us, one of our top sources told us about 2 or 3 weeks ago, that this would not go until the government opened back up from the government shutdown. Thank God the Republicans stuck to their guns, did not cave, and they voted in the House to open the government back up, and President Trump signed it into law at around 9:30 or so Eastern last night, and it's good to go, and I believe the government was to open up somewhere around midnight last night. And, you know, it's good. Thank God. You know, I hate to say the Democrats really screwed up on this one and shut the government down for almost 7 weeks. And it was sad, really sad. And I know a lot of people didn't get paid. They'll get their back pay. And a lot of the ATF, what am I trying to say? The airline controllers, ATC, air traffic controllers, and TSA, I believe, also are getting bonuses for hanging in there, for being faithful and believing that they would be paid even though they missed a paycheck or two. But they knew when the government opened up, they would be paid their back pay. Well, a lot of these were paid or are about to be paid a $10,000 bonus for not quitting, not throwing in the towel, not giving up, but being there and going to work. And they're going to be rewarded. We'll see what else happens beyond that. So, even though we thought everything was ready to roll, it did not go yet. But I do have some pretty good information to give you tonight. The $2,000 tariff dividend payments, I'm calling them, because I believe they're going direct deposit for anyone that has a bank account that is tied to a Social Security number. That's age 28 and older, should be getting that $2,000 payment starting tomorrow. I don't know if everybody's going to get it or just some people are going to get it as it starts, but I'm hearing that we are going to get that starting tomorrow. So that's good. Now, as far as Doge, I've heard when we start our exchanges, that would be coming. I've heard R&R should be there at the Redemption Center for those of us exchanging currency. I mean, it could be a direct deposit, which is what I would prefer, into my other bank account, not into my Wells account, but into my other bank account. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. All right, so we had four different sources that are saying very good things about the timing of this. The first one said that this will start after 7 p.m. tonight, meaning the kickoff of the RV in terms of our notifications by email would start at 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. Well, it's way past that. So, does that mean you're getting an email now? I think it means that they're en route, that they're put in the system, they're loaded and ready to go. And realize this, you guys, and I've talked to you this Tuesday night. We don't have the call centers or the redemption centers staffed in the middle of the night, but they will be staffed in the morning. Another source said everything is kicking off tonight with emails going out overnight tonight, and you should wake up to them tomorrow. I don't know if you're an early riser at 3 or 4 a.m., whether you're going to see anything at that hour. I think it means most of us that sleep in a little more than that. The third source said notifications going out tonight. It started at 7, but they were loading the systems with them, and they were going out tonight, and that they would be seen in our inbox starting at 9:30 a.m. tomorrow. 9:30. Okay. Another top source said notifications should come out tomorrow or over the weekend. Wait a minute. That's a little different. Tomorrow or over the weekend. And, of course, sometimes the banks consider Friday the start of the weekend anyway. So tomorrow's Friday. I'd say there's a very good chance that we could wake up to these if we wake up around 9:30 in the morning. Now, whatever happens, you guys know that this is a moving target. And we did not know that the government had to be opened up on Tuesday. I didn't have that information until today, that the government needed to be reopened before this went. But, you know, the government's reopened now. So that bridge has been crossed. What about from here on in? I think everything is ready. We know Iraq is ready. We know that the Redemption Center screens are showing rates on the front screens yesterday that were on solid for 3 minutes and then off for 10 minutes. On for 3 minutes, off for 10. And this happened on the front screens at the Redemption Center. Now, did that change today? I don't know. Did they solidify today? I don't have that. Will they be solid by tomorrow? I would think so. What about when would we start exchanges? If these numbers do come out with an email from Wells Fargo, in that email, and we have instructions on how and when to call, and you call the call center, we could, in I think some or most areas of the country, begin exchanges tomorrow if we get these in the morning like I'm suggesting I'm hearing. This is what I'm hearing. I'm hearing wake up to it. I'm hearing wake up to it at 9:30. I'm hearing it was activated at 7 o'clock tonight. And then I'm hearing tomorrow, but if not tomorrow, the weekend. So, okay, that's four pieces of information from four different sources. And then the one source was a separate source that said this can go after the government is reopened. And it just reopened last night at midnight. Thank God President Trump is in the White House and this can finally go. And I think the $2,000 tariff dividend payments could show up as early as tomorrow also. So be looking for that. And it doesn't mean everybody's going to get it at the same time. They may not. It may start tomorrow. But we'll see how that goes. I would say this. You guys know as well as I do that the intel changes. Look what happened from Tuesday to today. We had such good stuff Tuesday that I brought out Tuesday night. I was like, this is a slam dunk. But it wasn't. So what I'm going to say is take even my intel that I feel is good and solid, take it with a grain of salt. Because until it actually happens and we have numbers, we're not there yet. We're not there. And at this time, we're not there. Maybe in the morning at 9:30, we're there. Let's see what happens. Stay patient for it. Take this one day at a time. That's kind of where we are. One day at a time now. We're in the meantime. So in the meantime, I want everybody to consider both offerings from Sue. DYBF, Designing Your Best Future, 100. DYBF 100 is a very important class that you'll take in four sessions. It's already done, recorded. You get it as a recording. You click on the link. It's audio only. And you listen to all four segments at your leisure. You don't have to listen all 6 hours at one time. Just listen to it as you can through the next several days, through the weekend, through next week, whatever. It's designed to help you design your best future and to step into that new future, which is going to happen when we start exchanges and just walk out of the redemption centers. It's going to be a terrific, it's going to be new, it's going to be a new experience, and you need to have your center. You need to be balanced. You need to be able to assimilate everything that's coming in. The other thing, and that would, by the way, that is something you send an email. Both of these get an email, but the email goes to integratedminds@hushmail.com. How do you spell integrate? Integrated. INTEGRATED, Minds, MINDS, at hushmail.com. That's the address you use. Now, this is $100. The DYBF 100 is what you would put in the subject line. And let Sue know if you have PayPal or don't have PayPal. Put your name and your cell phone number in the email so she has that in case she needs to text you, okay? And she'll know who she's talking to. Now, that is something you should be watching for as soon as you send in that email. The other thing is the new Not a Class 6 offering that starts tomorrow night at 7:25 p.m., Sue is asking for you to send an email to several of you. There's no particular number, so if you're interested in the class, there's some openings still available in the class. Not a Class 6 is also $100. An email goes out to integratedminds@hushmail.com. This is another new class that starts and has the first class Friday night, tomorrow night, 7:25 start. Some of the people get in earlier than that, and they talk, and they get to know each other a little bit, introduced and talk a little bit on the call before the call officially starts when Sue comes in. usually around 7:25 Eastern time. The other thing is the second class in that session of Not a Class 6 will be on Monday at 7:25 But my recommendation is go ahead, sign up, pay for the class, and get in there, because we don't have an absolute. When I do the intel is good at the time I get it. It may not even be good when I bring it to the call, because it may have changed. But in the time I get it, which was this afternoon up until about 6 o'clock Eastern tonight, I give you guys what I get. I give you what I'm hearing. I try to boil it down, and we're looking for consistency. We're looking for it to be confirmed by two or three different people or more. And so for right now, you've heard what the intel is. Realize that this is like a moving target. One of our guys says this is like a military operation. Just when you think it's going to go a certain way, something changes. It's sort of like, I think, where the expression hurry and wait comes from. Hurry, and then you wait. So we are not hurrying, but we are waiting with positive expectation for this to go. I know President Trump wants this to go now, in the now. He wants it to happen before Thanksgiving, before Black Friday, and so that we can not only have a really great Thanksgiving celebration, but also a great Christmas this year, and Hanukkah for those that are of the Jewish faith. So, you know, this is big. We are at the right time. Let's see if this is God's perfect time to bring this in, to bring this blessing home to us. I'm encouraged. I was encouraged Tuesday, and I was disappointed yesterday. But the information that came in between last night and today has me excited again. And I'm ready for this to happen, just like all of you guys are. I hope. I think we all are. I want you to take advantage of what Sue's offering with Designing Your Best Future, DYBF 100, and the Not a Class 6.
Scaling your identity. Scaling your identity.
Scaling your identity.
Scaling.
What is it? Scaling.
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 Growing your identity.
Christopher Cross, scaling. No, that was sailing. Scaling. Scaling your identidad. Scaling your identity. Thank you, Sue. I knew you were out there. I knew you were lurking out there. I can hear you. A little birdie told me. So, you can put that in, not a class 6, scaling your identity. Put that in the subject line if you want to type that in. And thank you very much. Now, is there anything else of importance from an intel point of view? Obviously, when you call, you should be going to a call center with this 800 number, and then you should be talking. We think they're using live people. It may be AI at the beginning, and it may be real live human beings, or it may take you and send you to the Redemption Center at some point. I think they're going to want to know what currencies you have, and they definitely want to know who the ZIM holders are. If you've got Zimbabwe dollar, you go to the head of the pack here at the top rung. And I think it's going to go well for us all. I've talked about the Redemption Center process, you know, several times. You should have that in your brain by now. And I think we are excited about getting this going. So two things. Get those emails out to Sue tonight, especially if you're on the West Coast. Get those out there because it's not too late on the West Coast. And also remember to take advantage of the sale that Bob just started tonight at 6 o'clock with Boomers. And I think we're going to see some, hopefully we see some really good results tomorrow. Okay? We'll see how it goes. We will, and here's the thing. We may have a call Tuesday, or we might have a celebration call that would be recorded that you would just listen to as a recording before Tuesday. I'm not sure if we'll do a live big call on Tuesday if we get numbers tomorrow and we start exchanges Friday or Saturday or go right through Sunday or Monday. That's 4 days, 5 days till the big call on Tuesday. Well, we may not have it. You may end up having a recorded call of celebration. That may be what we'll do. We'll see what happens tomorrow. And it could be that we, if we don't get it tomorrow, that we could get it Saturday, et cetera, et cetera. So take advantage of the class by signing up now, not a class six, scaling your identity, and make sure you get DYBF 100, designing your best future, DYBF 100. Okay? So take advantage of that. Let's go ahead. I think that's all I need to bring out tonight in the way of intel. Let's go ahead and pray the call out. Before we pray, I want to thank Sue for doing a marvelous job, like she does every Tuesday and Thursday night, by bringing out the teachings, handling the prayer requests, doing her own segment. She's backing both Bob and I up. And thank you for Bob. Bob, thank you for everything that you've done, getting the music together, commenting on the teaching, doing your segment, everything that you're doing from a Boomer's point of view, very valuable to the team and to Big Call Universe. And thank you, GCK and Larry and Doug. Thank you as well. And thank you, Jeannie, for your continued support of prayer and praise every Tuesday and Thursday. And thank you, satellite team, for getting the calls out to Big Call Universe all over the globe. And thank you, Big Call Universe, for listening for these 14 years. And thank you, everybody, for hanging in there, for being faithful. We know this is going to happen. We just never knew exactly when. Let's hope that the when is right around the corner, literally. So thank you so much, everybody, for being a part of this call. All right, let's do this. Let's pray the call out. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you have us in the palm of your hand such that no one can take us out. Thank you for the information that came in tonight. We know that this is in your control. This is a huge global event that's about to take place, and we thank you for the timing of it. We thank you that this is in your perfect time. Gottes Zeit ist die allerbeste Zeit. God's own time is evermore the best. And whereas we would have liked it many years ago, it wasn't ready. And maybe we weren't ready, but now we are ready. Lord God, please bring this blessing in. Thank you for everything you've done to take us to this point and for providing for us and healing us and giving us your only begotten Son, Jesus. That if we just believe in the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ, that we would have eternal life. Thank you for that. Thank you for all that you've done in our lives so far and what you'll continue to do. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody, let's see what happens between tomorrow and the weekend. And let's hang in there and we'll see if we do a celebration call Tuesday or if we do a recorded call before then. All right? God bless you guys. God bless everybody.